For over 200 years, we've been celebrating the 4th of July with fireworks, parades, and patriotic music. Songs like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land. But Judith Kogan reports that more and more Americans are finding it kind of hard to sing along.
To feel the full impact of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, it helps to know the Declaration of Independence, the Bible, African-American spirituals, and a certain song.
This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And
if America, in 1963, when King delivered that iconic speech, every American school child recognized those words. Because almost everywhere, the school day began with the Pledge of Allegiance and the singing of a patriotic song.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
We're a different nation now. And in many American public schools, kids no longer sing these songs.
I'm going to name a whole bunch of songs, and you can tell me whether you know them, yes, no, maybe.
I'm in the hallway outside the music room at the Burr Elementary School in Newton, Massachusetts, talking to fourth graders.
Take Me On to the Ball Game?
Yep.
Star Spangled Banner?
Mm-hmm.
My Country, 'Tis of Thee?
Nope.
This Land Is Your Land?
No.
God Bless America?
No.
America the Beautiful?
No.
Across town at Newton North High School, music teacher Adam Grossman says 50 years ago when he was a kid...
They weren't songs you listened to, they were songs you sang. Everyone sang them. They were things you sang together.
We become a community when we sing together, says Harvard ethnomusicologist Kay Kaufman Chalamet. And it makes us feel better.
There is an emerging literature that is suggesting in a very overt way that singing together actually does make a difference. And I would say, too, we know simply from our own experience that to sing can be transformative.
And that was the point when these songs were introduced into the public schools in the 19th century, says E.D. Hirsch. He's emeritus professor of education and humanities at the University of Virginia.
All the early thinkers about the schools in the United States felt that everybody should know about the ideals of freedom and toleration because it was felt that you could build a nation on those new Enlightenment ideas.
In 1987, Hirsch wrote a bestseller called Cultural Literacy, What Every American Needs to Know. He listed 5,000 items, 40 of them songs, and of those, 9 are patriotic.
There's got to be a sense, well, there is something that joins us as a community. You as a Democrat and I as a Republican do not belong to different tribes. The country was instituted to overcome this tribalism. So the sense of that larger community is where the patriotic songs come in. We share these songs, these hymns, so to speak.
He feels they're especially important to sing in our currently polarized times. But they also present problems. Some mention God or bombs bursting in air. They can reflect a time and place very different from the United States of today. And Katie McIntosh, who teaches music at Newton's Mason Rice Elementary School, says asking everyone in her class to sing these songs begs another question.
Why aren't we representing other countries? Why aren't we singing the national anthem of this country and this country and this country? Because we're diverse and we accept everyone.
But she says there's also a fundamental reason to teach these songs.
What's interesting is when I have introduced these songs, when I introduced America, they love it. They love it. And they will walk out the door singing it and come in the door singing it. So they love it just as much as the pop music.
And on the 4th of July, if the marching band plays it, they'll be able to sing along. For NPR News, I'm Judith Kogan.